versions of how you got signed to Def Jam and how you first met Jay-Z. So why don't you give it to me straight from the source? I've heard, you know, some people say like Jay-Z discovered you. Some people say that you met him later in the process. I mean, how did that whole thing come about?
This is what I know. I was sitting at home one day, and you know, I'm just minding my own business, like listening to music, whatever. And then like my manager calls me on my phone and says, "Oh, Jay-Z just called up, and he heard some of your music and he wants to hear some more of it, yeah." So we send some bits and pieces off. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's going on? And then a week later, I get flown out there to meet Jay-Z, and went into his office, and it was, you know, Usher was in there, L.A. Reid, all these other Def Jam people. And then, it was a bit quiet, you know, I'm sitting there nervous, a little bit tipsy, I tried to drink it off. And then, Jay-Z just turns around and says, "Can you spit some lyrics?" And I'm do you have a beat? I was stalling. And it was he put on some beats. And it was a ludicrous beat. And I just started, chatting some lyrics. And then that was it. And then there was a little talk. He grinned at me, Jay was grinning at me, and I was still okay, what the fuck? Because it was weird, it was, yeah. And then, I got out of there, sitting down with my manager, and then, get a phone call an hour later, and they were we want to sign you, to Def Jam. So that was it.
Pretty brief meeting with him then?
Yeah. But I've had dinner with him since, and I see him and stuff.
One of my favorite tracks on the new album is the My London track, but I kind of wonder when I hear that track, it kind of seems like you're speaking directly to a U.S. audience in a way, since of course you're saying we aren't, you know, all squeaky clean and all that stuff. I mean, how do you feel that your music is marketed differently, or that your sound has changed?
I wrote that before.
Oh, okay.
Most of my album I wrote before Def Jam. Two tracks I wrote when I got some of American stuff. The rest, long time ago, mate.
Okay. I love that track though. I just love the hook of that song.
But yeah, I was talking to whoever thinks differently, not US. Just whoever thinks differently.
And how would you describe your style and your sound? I mean, of course, you get pegged as grime, you know, in the grime scene. But I mean, how would you describe the style that you've developed and what you shoot for?
I don't actually know. It's just music. it's whatever, really.
Okay.
It could be anything. But hip hop with a bit of whatever thrown into it.
Okay, fair enough. And maybe I'll ask
that
you
one more. That was the most shittiest explanation of my movie ever.
It happens all the time.